social media is part of the world we live in today. And I think over the last number of years, social media in many respects has been good. You know, we have friends who may have moved abroad, started a family, and you can see, they can see us and we can see them in terms of the progress in life and kids growing up and lovely in social occasions like weddings and christenings and all of the various things that happen. So when we observe each other through social media, that can be a really good thing. We can see how lives progress and it keeps us in better contact with friends we grew up in. And I think that's something a lot of people get the good out of social media. And then there is, you know, joyous occasions that can be put out there and people see them and it's a source for good. But I think on the other hand, then when you have commentary, particularly around issues around political events or say, for example, racist comments, there's also around sectarian comments, even in the sporting world where maybe a player takes a picture of himself before or after a match and suddenly then he's the source of abuse because of the fact that he may have had a bad game for a particular team. And especially young people, they are very, very vulnerable. We know all about issues around the vulnerability of young people and their mental health. And social media has a detrimental effect on that health. And I think, you know, when we observe all what goes on, the social media bullying, I think it's time now to have a look at how best that social media firms in particular can govern the way they use their platforms. And I think as well, I mentioned this at the meeting, that, you know, during the recent presidential election, I actually couldn't read a lot of the commentary that was put up about, in particular, about Heather Humphreys and the sectarian views that people put forward about her, particularly after, you know, the story that was that her husband, surprise, surprise, was a member of the Orange Order at a stage 50 years ago. And that seemed to become a political rhetoric of hate and vile abuse. And because that woman was from a particular religion, that was the source of a lot of people's hatred. And these are, in my view, cowards. I mean, if you walk down the street today, a lot of them wouldn't even talk to you, put their head down. But yet when they have a keyboard in front of them, they say all sorts of things. And I think it's important that, you know, we as a nation monitor this type of behaviour, because it does have an effect on people, on their lives. And I think the minister needs to have some source of discussion, whether that's through a citizens' assembly or a group of people with expertise in this area, to see how if the abusive nature of it can be controlled. Obviously, social media sometimes can be a source of political debate, and when that debate is constructive and robust, as it may seem, but not in the vile way that some of us observe it, then that's a good thing as well. I don't think we should suppress any political discussion on social media, but we must monitor to ensure that it doesn't go beyond political discussion, that it is something that we should ensure that we protect our people from, whether that's religious, sectarian, or indeed if it's racist abuse. We also have to monitor all of these sort of things.
We'll probably have to have the whole social media sector well and truly regulated for a start, and ultimately will action have to be taken against a number of individuals who engage in such behaviour for the message really to get through?
Regulation might seem a bit robust and certainly draconian, and I've no impression to suppress debate or suppress political discussion. I think that's important in society. We live in a world, in a country that has free press, and that's something that I think is very important to our democracy. And I don't want to suppress political discussion across social media platforms either. But I think when it goes beyond a certain level, then we must hope that the companies who control that would suppress that type of personal and vile behaviour. And I think, for example, in our local media, you know, all of the local media platforms, including this radio station and other radio stations and the newspapers, they use social media to highlight a story that they may have on their website or on their broadcasting or on the newspaper. And then what happens then is certain individuals, again, use that platform to abuse people in a very vile way. And I think it's important that media companies as well monitor the type of stuff that's on their platforms to ensure individuals are blocked and prohibited from using the type of language that we are just talking about here,